I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root Artist feature. I have the pleasure of talking to author Valecia Davis Walker. Valecia, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for stopping by today. I'm not sure if you walked here, but you're right around the corner.
Yes, I could walk here, yes.
You could walk here. Yes. You are a Reynoldstown resident, so we're always happy to have our Reynoldstown neighbors come by
right.
in the art community. So you could have walked, but you didn't.
No. Now I will walk from now on.
There you go. Get some good exercise.
Right.
So you've just written the first part of your first book called A Parallel Love. And I mention it as the first part of your book because you're breaking it up into a different type of structure. Talk about that.
It is a novella series. And so, novellas are not as long as novels, but they are longer than short stories. And it is a series. So each book, each novella is called a theory. And each theory represents a parallel universe. The story surrounds Zoe Modal. And she is an everyday woman. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And she is... Well, I say she's ordinary. There are a lot of stereotypes of African American women out there, in the age of Real Housewives and Love and Hip Hop. And, a lot of people I know don't identify with those women at all. And I found myself more and more drawn to creating a platform to show that, a lot of Black women like science fiction. They like to play video games. They like to read Harry Potter books. You know, it is a completely different group. And it's not foreign to me, but I know talking to some of my friends, they're like, well, I didn't know Black girls read comic books. I'm like, really? You know, I thought that was just kind of a strange thing to say. So I felt like, well, obviously this needs to be told because even other Black women don't think that Black women read comic books. I thought that was crazy. So, This is who Zoe is. These are the type of things that she does. But she still loves fashion. She still loves music. She still loves everything else. She's just a little different. And that is her on the more basic side. But she is very special. She has a special gift. She has a special power. And I wanted to kind of create like a introduction to Black women. It's a novella series. I mean, it's a romance series. But I wanted it to kind of be like an introduction to science fiction. So women who don't normally read science fiction will be drawn in with theory one, where it's just a little bit of science fiction mixed in. But by theory two, it's a little heavier.
Let's start at the beginning. Where did the idea for A Parallel Love come from?
I had written a screenplay about 10 years ago, just because I've always wanted to write. And I started writing this story about a girl in Atlanta. It was more focused on her journey about improving herself. And it was focused on hair a little bit, but because she was trying to do a whole overall transition from, the new movement, hair movement that's going on in Atlanta, around the world, where African-American women are embracing their natural hair. And at the time, I guess I was going through the same thing. And I wrote the story, and she was going through this transition, physical transformation, but she was also going through a transformation of careers because she hated the job she had, and she had something that she loved to do, but she was afraid to just make that leap. So it was kind of like a parallel there. And over the, I kind of let it sit on the shelf, and I came up with another idea, but the characters, the names seemed to be the same. I was like, Alex and Zoe and her sister and her brother-in-law were the main characters in the story. And so I thought it would be cool this summer, as I decided I wanted to revisit it, I was like, it would be cool to have, I can tell the story with these same characters, but they could have different theories, different books, and each book represents a parallel universe. And that kind of plays on my interest in science fiction. I love science fiction and fantasy type stories. So I kind of wanted to merge everything together.
So this is a science fiction story. So without giving away, I guess, too much of it, give away some of it. So let's talk about the science fiction aspect of it. Like what are we going to find in A Parallel Love?
Well, it's kind of like a hybrid. It's like a romance novel series with some science fiction in it. So the main character, she is a, you know, a strong person. She's a strong woman. But each story, circumstances change. She's the same person, but she might have, you know, surroundings that are different. Her jobs might be different. And how I started it was there's the theory one, and in theory two, certain situations, certain instances change, which cause a whole, you know, what is it called? The butterfly effect, where just things change completely, change the direction of the overall story. And so with that, you know, there might be similar circumstances in every story, but it's a different story, if that makes sense.
It does.
So, and it kind of plays on the parallel. So that's a parallel universe, like the same people. So you already have a relationship. You already have an interest in these people, but there are different things that happen. And I also play on there is she does have a special gift. I don't know if I want to give that away, but she.
You don't have to. It's cool.
But she does have a special gift, and it is a larger story for all of the theories that, you know, it falls under the larger story. So, it's not like flying in space type of science fiction, but or let me see. Yeah, it plays on just different aspects of science fiction. I take the liberty of taking different things from different types of theories and science. And some stuff I thought at first I was like, well, this doesn't exist, but why not? I can, you know, it's my story. I can make it up the way I want.
In being an emerging artist, this is your first major project, but give some of the different considerations that you've had to make given that we're in the social media era in terms of how you are presenting this work, all of the supporting platforms, if you will, that, mm-hmm. that help inform us of these characters and help tell this story.
I use that to my advantage. I know that, you know, typically, and which is when I first wanted to be a writer, you know, I went and read the books and, you know, which were the proper directions and steps to take. Like, you know, I have to find an agent, and then, you know, that agent will find you a publisher. And, you know, in this age of social media, there are so many. I guess I took the example of a lot of rappers. You know, like, why can't I do it myself? I can promote it myself. I can create my own merchandising myself. And it could be just as successful. And maybe, you know, then I can get the attention of a publisher. But I don't think there's a wrong way to do it. And so I am not the most social media savvy, but I know enough to know that, you know, what people are drawn to. I know what platforms people look for. And so, yeah, I decided to make it a little bit more of an interactive type of experience also, where like I have a Spotify soundtrack. Now, I mean, some people might think that's kind of weird for a book, but I thought, you know, it's something different. It might get your attention. And, you know, I did the usual, the Facebook, and I have the Tumblr and the Instagram page. But I also try to make it a little bit more interesting. And this is another subject, but we have a photo campaign that is going alongside everything we're doing. And I think that is also getting a lot of attention for the book. And we're putting pictures out there of this, you know, strong Black woman that, you know, kind of piques the interest of a lot of people. Like, well, what is this? And is this a movie? Is it, you know, is it a television show? No, it's a book, but it could be this. It could be a movie. It could be a television show. So I'm kind of like trying to, you know, there is no limit. So I'm open to everything.
So it seems as though there are a lot of character-driven angles for the actual story. So the character is on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Spotify playlist that this character would be listening to.
Right.
And you have actual images that help people visualize the character.
Absolutely, yes.
So talk about how you're pulling all of that together in terms of helping people see the story?
Well, I do rely heavily on social media, but also, you know, word of mouth. The people that are involved in the photo campaign, I'm also relying on them, too, because they're models and they also are, you know, and they have their own following as well. And so they, and I found, luckily, with the people that we've cast for these different characters, they actually identify with the characters that they play. So that's exciting because, you know, you don't really get to know these people before you cast them. But once you talk to them and they're like, well, yeah, that's actually just like me. So they've have an interest in a vested, you know, interest in it as well. And so they almost feel like, yeah, they're promoting themselves. And so and they're all different types of characters. So I feel like them being involved, it's like it's a team effort. We have a guerrilla marketing team in that sense. So they are tied into the different social media platforms as well. So it's kind of like a, you know, it's just, you know, spreading the word.
What have you learned the most about this entire process thus far?
I have my motto when I was writing it was like, there are no rules. So just because people say things can be done one way or the other, that's not necessarily true. We know that. We see it every day. Just because, you know, you say you're supposed to go to school and go to business school and then you'll become a rich person, that's not necessarily so, because there are people who drop out of school and are perfectly wealthy and are successful. So, you know, that's just a general example. But yeah, I have learned, I when I started writing, I felt that way. And as time has gone on, it's just proved its point that, you know, there's no right or wrong way.
You are also a Reynolds Town resident.
Yes.
And here at Wonder Root, we always like to embrace our neighbors. And I'm not going to tell where you live because we don't want people just stopping by your house without calling.
Right.
But still, you are a Reynolds Town resident, and we appreciate that. So from someone who has lived in Reynolds Town for, what, 10, 11 years?
Yeah, 11 years.
At this point?
Yeah.
All right. What have you seen in terms of the changes? What kind of changes have you seen in this neighborhood over the past decade?
Well, I have to say that my involvement has changed over time. When I first moved here, I was very involved. I was involved in everything. I went to all the festivals. I volunteered for all the festivals. I chaired a committee a few years. I was on the board for a few years. And so, which might work to my advantage where I have a different perception of things, but it's hard in a neighborhood like Reynolds Town where you have different generations, you have different ethnicities, and so trying to get everyone on board. Now, being involved made it seem like it was just perfect because you had these people that were willing to work together and make the community the best that they could possibly make it. Since I have kind of fallen off on my civic duty in the neighborhood, and I have more of a backseat kind of view of everything, it seems a little bit disjointed a little bit. But I don't know if that's because I'm not plugged in. That might be it for the most part. But I do know that it doesn't seem as, I hate to be negative, but it doesn't seem as connected as it used to be. And maybe, again, like it might be because I'm disconnected, but there are a lot of activities you don't hear about that I remember us having all the time before. So
how can we get more connected? Let's be solutions oriented,
right,
for the folks of Reynolds Town. How can we, at least from your perspective, get it back to a better place? Even though I think a lot of people are encouraged by some of the things that are happening.
Right.
What can we do to push that even further?
Well, I know that, and I'll just say that I do live on Selman Street. I won't say my address, but I do live on Selman. And I know that we seem to have a really good bond. We have neighbors that put together a potluck every fall. And I know some other streets in the neighborhood get jealous, but we actually, you know, band together and do that. And I think that would be a great type of I think if it would be awesome if, like, maybe once a month different blocks put together a block party, and then invited people from other streets, because it's not like we don't let anyone else come. They're welcome to come, but you meet a lot of people that you probably would not normally meet. It's a different type of meeting, because it's not like a community meeting where you have to talk about, you know, zoning or the crime, because that kind of takes it in a whole other direction. But we're actually just, you know, getting to know each other, talking, you know, just having a good time. And I think if we do a little bit more of that, because the Wheelbarrow Festival that we have every year, it is a great, on a bigger scale, that's a great example. However, that's only once a year. And the people that are involved and organize it, it's always the same people. And I know they get burnt out. And so they don't want to have to worry about this all the, you know, year round. So I feel like it would probably be a nice effort if we did that. And like you said, there are so many artists in the neighborhood. When I first moved here, I did hear that, you know, there was an art gallery on Memorial that, you know, was open for a little while. And I thought that was really cool. And I wish we had more of that. You know, I think Wonder Root is a great, I'm so glad it's in the neighborhood. But I wish more people in the neighborhood were more involved with Wonder Root. And, you know, I know, we know that Wonder Root is here, but I don't know if there's a way we could have like just a community meeting / Wonder Root meeting or a social gathering to get everything together, because there are a lot of talented people in the neighborhood that most people don't know about. My neighbor across the street, she makes costumes, Halloween costumes. She's usually busy that time of year. She's really talented. I don't think anybody knows that. You know, it's just, it's a lot of talented people that we, maybe it could be a community, like name your art talent.
Maybe so. That could be a very interesting thing, because for a community that's not terribly large,
right,
there are a lot of artists who live in the Reynoldstown area.
Right.
And we see them, we know them socially. Sometimes we see them in a more professional atmosphere, and we've done some work with some of them. But there are a lot of artists who live in this area. So I think we're always thinking about different ways that we can continue to support that and encourage people to become more involved with not only the art, but just the community in general. So right. I think your suggestions are very valid. And I hope that those who are listening to us
right.
can think on that, act on that, and try to make things a little bit better. So going forward, though, you've been here in Reynoldstown for 11 years. What would you like to see going forward? Let's say the next 11 years. Name your sort of perfect Reynoldstown, if one right. exists.
What I would absolutely love is that CSX wall on Wiley be done into like a mural, like maybe a historical of the neighborhood mural. That would be awesome. I know so many people have tried projects over the years to try to make that a pretty thing. And I don't want to dictate anybody's taste in art. I love the Crog Street Bridge. I love it. But for that wall, it is like a border for our neighborhood, one of the largest, you know, like so just a blank wall. It would be awesome to have all the artists that live in the neighborhood to come together and just create a story, a pictorial of the neighborhood. Just, I think I would love to see that. And I would love to see, there are a lot of bands also that are here, and I would love to just have I don't know if the coffee shop can house that, but, you know, like a performance for, you know, this month we're going to feature, I know the Selmanaires used to be in Reynoldstown, you know, just an example, like the Selmanaires are performing in on the coffee shop. You know, it would be awesome to have things like that, because there are so many artsy people here. That would be awesome for Reynoldstown to be like the place known for art in Atlanta. That would be awesome.
I think that would be very awesome as well. I think so. Yeah. Let's work towards that. Somehow, some way, let's work towards that.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get back to A Parallel Love, Valicia Davis Walker. Let everyone know how they can find out more about the book, more about you, how they can connect with either you or your characters or whatever is out there in the world. Let everyone know.
You can find out more about the story, the theory, on aparallellove.com, And we are also on Facebook, Parallel Love Series. And we are on Instagram and we are on Twitter. And it is an interactive experience. We are releasing photos. I worked with John Stevens of Jazz Photo, who did an absolutely fabulous job with the campaign. And there are more pictures to come. And so please check those out. And we also have a fan site that's under development, but it's called I'm So Zoe. And that's the main character of the series. So, you know, if you're extra, super extra fan, you might want to go there and check out some extras that may not be available to everyone. And, yeah, along the way, you'll find a little bit more about me. I don't necessarily like to talk about myself, but everyone who has read or is involved in the project says that it's like not my alter ego. So if you know about Zoe, you know about me.
Valicia Davis Walker, artist and awesome Reynoldstown resident. Valicia, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.